There's an immense mystery. Where did we come from and where will we go to? I have a son named Django. When I was pregnant, I was studying Mandarin Chinese, and when he grew up, he also began studying Chinese, but the difference between him and me was that in a couple of months, he could speak fluently. After he got out of college, he went and lived in China, and I wrote this poem for him. Django in Hangzhou. He is Weigurun, foreigner. When he walks to the market, his dark head sees over theirs as if he were a child, held on his father's shoulders. They point at him and stare. He is 21, and empty as a thousand-year-old wine jug. He is also in love, not with what is foreign in Hangzhou, but with what is most himself. The blue mountains, the cold and ancient lake, and in spring, with the puffs of dust that followed the galloping carts of emperors. I think he was among the watchers that lined the streets when these trees were small. I asked him once, "Why is it that Mandarin is so easy for you?" "Because I'm a musician," he said, "which is like the doll that still has many dolls inside."